authority of God and His Word in our individual lives and in the corporate life of His church, so that indeed we can make a true difference in our country and preserve a kind of sustainable freedom that will allow us to advance the kingdom of God until Jesus comes. The book, A Free People, Suicide, Sustainable Freedom, and the American Future. Oz Guinness says there is hope. We've got to get a hold of the message of hope. And it's truth. It's the truth that will make us free and keep us free. Thanks for joining us. Become a partner. Get a copy of the book, $15. Save America Ministries, 1-800-SAVE-USA. Get it on our website, saveus.org, and become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries. P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255.
I'm They wanted to change the economic system of different countries in South America. And basically it was Marxism. They wanted to introduce Marxism into their particular countries and make... ...on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
While a storm cloud gathers...
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and hopefully before long they're going to be the views of you, because it's Open Line Wednesday. If you have something you'd like to talk about, give us a call. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And basically, we'd love to hear and talk about what you'd like to talk about. In the meantime, I thought I would certainly summarize what's going on over there in the Near East and the Middle East. And of course, you're really not getting the situation there. It's really total chaos. What you're not hearing is the tremendous demonstrations in Turkey. There's tremendous civil unrest in Turkey, massive demonstrations against the military force that controls the country, basically. The traditional military has been overthrown by radical Islamists who we put in power. We're installing people who are adhering to the Muslim Brotherhood and the radical Islamic faith in countries all over that part of the world. And of course, as we pointed out, you can check this out on the internet, why the United States military has installed governments in both Afghanistan and Iraq under Sharia law. Why would we be installing Muslim governments under Sharia law? They were secular governments before that, where Christians could actually live and prosper, and about 10% of the population of Iraq was Christian under Saddam Hussein. And yes, he wasn't a nice man. Everybody has forgotten, however, that it was the American government that installed Saddam Hussein in 1979. Everybody's forgotten that Saddam Hussein was a professional assassin. He was hired by the CIA in the late 1950s as an assassin, and in fact, he didn't do very well on his first assignment. He really had so much compassion, he had difficulty actually killing the man he was being paid to kill. But you can check all of this out on the internet. There's all this information is available. Saddam Hussein was an agent of the CIA from the very inception. He always was. And we're told that he was assassinated, and executed. Do we know that's the case? Do we know anything other than what we read in the newspaper? Well, we do know, of course, now we've installed a government under Sharia law in Iraq, and they're driving the Christians out. There used to be a 10% Christian population. Now there's a 1% Christian population, because what most people don't understand is that the people who control the American government are violently anti-Christian. They have an intense hatred of Christianity, which is why we're installing radical Islamic Brotherhood governments in Egypt, certainly in Tunisia, in Libya, and we're backing the radical Islamists there in Syria. But you have to understand, all you need to do is look and see what they've done in America. They've taken God and prayer and the Ten Commandments and celebration of Easter and celebration of Christianity out of our schools, out of government institutions here in the United States. And basically, of course, they've infiltrated our seminaries. They've changed the music and the message of the Christian church. And this small little clique that controls our government has an intense hatred of Christianity because they serve a different God. And all you need to do is go to the Trilateral Commission website and look at their logo. It's a circle made up of three curved arrows. They're really three sixes joined together by an upside-down broken cross. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open line Wednesday, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And until the American people understand that the people who control the American government are using our military and financial power to destroy Christianity, most of what's going on doesn't make sense. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and of course it's Open Line Wednesday. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you're out there across America, something you'd like to talk about, it's Open Lines. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. And right now we have Herman calling us from Carmel. Hi, Herman, do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I'd like to highly recommend to our listeners David Bay's free newsletter called Cutting Edge. Weekly newsletter comes out every Wednesday, and I just downloaded this week's issue, which is really a dynamite one. It has three major stories, but one of them is regarding the Christian church moving further into apostasy. And Fuller Theological Seminary has just allowed a group called One Table, which is a lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender club, to be fully sanctioned by them. And I think this is opening the door to totally something that's anti-biblical.
Well, I think that people have to understand that they have systematically through the years infiltrated the major Christian denominations and the major Christian seminaries, and basically they're getting their people into key positions in the seminaries. They're able to change and distort the education of young men going into the ministry who really want to serve the Lord and give them an alternative type of gospel. And this is the reason why certainly the music and the message of the Christian churches has changed. They've done this for both the Protestant church, the Catholic church, and at one time Fuller Seminary was a wonderful bastion of Christianity, but was gradually infiltrated. But people have forgotten that basically, you go back 150, 175 years, Harvard, a divinity school, was formed by Christians to teach traditional Christianity, and very soon it was taken over. And so they formed a divinity school, certainly at Yale, and the same thing happened there, and the same thing at Princeton. They always infiltrate the Christian seminaries, the Christian colleges, and put their people into key positions. And this is the trouble we're in today. And it's so tragic that Fuller Seminary, which was once a bastion of Christian belief, is now welcoming certainly a lesbian club on their faculty. Go right ahead. Anything else you want to say, Herman?
Yeah, well, they point out, David Bay does in his article, which is quite a long article. I highly recommend listeners to look it up. It's called cuttingedge.org. But Rick Warren is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, also the founder of the Purpose-Driven Christianity, and he received his Doctor of Ministry degree from Fuller Theological Seminary in Pasadena, California. So, but the other story that he covers is conservative Ron Paul is now promoting the satanic practice of cannibalizing human parts. Anyways, he talks about harvesting of organs, and apparently if you have an accident, you're far away from home, but your organs are in good shape, but there's nobody that can speak for you, that you could be turned into a donor. So, but again, you'd need to read the article to talk about, you know, how that's, it's redefining death.
Okay, fine. Okay, fine. Well, I appreciate it. Anything else you wanted to say, Herman?
No, that's it.
Okay, well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open line Wednesday, so we'd love to hear from you. Right now we've got our Missy calling. Hi, Missy. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Roseville, California.
Okay, fine. We're glad to have you with us. Do you have a question or comment?
I was wondering if you know of a homeschool curriculum that incorporates a timeline, that incorporates the Rothschild banking hold and traditional history. You have the traditional history curriculum for teaching elementary students, but then I'm finding out all the Rothschild banking influence on our history. So I'm trying to put together a timeline, but I was wondering if there was one that already exists.
I really don't know of one specifically. Now, is this having to do with the control of the banking or with education?
With the control of the banking and how the Rothschilds, they always seem to make all these wars happen, and they finance both sides of the wars, like the American Revolution and Civil War.
Well, basically, of course, it is not simply the Rothschilds. It is simply a group of satanic people among them, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, certainly many of our major banking families, the Bushes are certainly deeply involved in this, going all the way back to Prescott Bush. They tie in, of course, to the Skull and Bone Society, the Bohemian Grove. They work through these organizations. Certainly the most powerful people would be the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, but they basically do control banking. I mean, we have here in the United States, and you can check this out on the internet, we have 12 banks. that controls 69% of all of the financial assets in the United States. 12 banks control 69% of all the financial assets. We have another 5,500 banks, 5,500 banks that control 31% of the assets. Does that really sound like there's something maybe wrong with this? And basically what we've done is centralize wealth and power in the hands of a very few people. And of course, the boards of all of these banks interlock, and they interlock with the Rothschilds, with the Rockefellers, and with these certainly a very, very small little clique of people. But what everybody misses, of course, is the powerful spiritual forces here that have an intense hatred of freedom, and are using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about this world government. And they're doing a great job of it. They bought up the media a long time ago. And I basically, Missy, if you go up on the internet, I'm sure you can find a fair number of timelines that will give you a lot of the information that will help you in your own efforts to put this down in a readable fashion so people can understand it. But I have several of very, very similar timeline certainly going into the background of how this all fits together, but it's been going on even before the United States was founded as a nation.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay, anything else, Missy?
Nope, that's it for this evening.
Okay, what motivates you to want to actually get something like this put together? Do you think that we can actually get people to understand? See, most people just want to live and just have a good time, not understanding that they become accomplices to all the terrible things our government and our military are doing throughout the world to crush individual freedom and to crush Christianity and to certainly impose this ruthless tyranny on nation after nation after nation as we move towards the world government.
I'm actually a homeschooling mom, and so I teach my children, and we really enjoy history. And we're starting to get into, we started with ancient history, and now we're starting to get into the founding of America. And my husband's an avid listener of your show, and so we've been just learning all the other history that we were not taught in public school.
I think it's so. Have you read Professor Quigley's book? Because this is really instrumental and foundational to understanding what is really going on in the United States. His two books, the first, The Anglo-American Establishment, which he could never get published while he was alive. He wrote it, finished it in 1949. He could never get it published. It wasn't published until 1981, and then it published really more or less anonymously. I did track down the fellow who actually published Professor Quigley's book after Professor Quigley died, and he was afraid to come on the programs. He was afraid of certainly being identified. But the book is called The Anglo-American Establishment, and then his second book, The Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, really explains to you how this small group of very wealthy people were able to seize control of the American government and the British government and most of the free world.
Okay. I think that name sounds familiar, so my husband might have those.
All right, fine. Well, God bless you for looking after your children, for actually having a homeschooling, because this is so vitally important. And your most important job right now is to bring up those children in the fear of the Lord. And basically, the important thing is that their focus is on the Lord and certainly on an understanding of the importance of God, family, and country, but not the country we have, the country we used to have, which was based upon Christian principles.
Exactly, exactly. We actually belong to a homeschool group, which is a Christian homeschool group, and I actually hope to teach a couple of history classes with that group about money and incorporating history and everything. So that's also my motivation, too.
Okay, well, God bless you. Thank you for what you're doing, and thank you for what you're doing for your children.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. This is Dr. Stan here. The telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have something you'd like to talk about, give us a call. It's Open Line Wednesday, and we really do depend upon you to provide the subjects that we can talk about, where we can begin to bring out so many of the important things that people need to understand. But basically, most Americans honestly believe we have a two-party system here in America without realizing that the leadership of both political parties are controlled by the same people, and both the Republicans and the Democrats are dedicated to globalism. Have the Republicans ever spoken out against this concept of having an all-powerful military? why do we need certainly over a million men in arms today? Why do we have our military stationed in over 130 nations? And then, of course, we're adding to that. Basically, we're sending our troops into 35 nations in Africa to help with democracy and freedom. And if you believe that, you're incredibly naive. Ladies and gentlemen, we're imposing tyrannical governments and putting in people who believe in this global concept. And the whole purpose behind everything today is a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and a one-world religion, and behind that are the powerful spirits of forces, because what we're doing is seeing the fulfillment of the ancient prophecies. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295, it's open lines. We'd love to talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Don't be bashful. And basically, give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295, and we'd love to hear from you. We'll be back in a moment, right after this break here at Radio Liberty.
You already know that calcium is important, but did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now. 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. 800-800-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. It's Open Line Wednesday, so give us a call if you've got something you'd like to talk about. But right now, we have Bruce calling from Durand, Michigan. Hi, Bruce. You have a question or comment?
Yeah, on immigration in the House, they seem like they think it's serious. Now, I've been listening to other talk show hosts like Mark Levin and others, and they say that if the House just ignores it, it'll go away. Is that right?
I really don't know. I'm assuming the House does not have to take it up, and if they took it up, why would die? I don't know what they're going to do, whether they're going to take it up and try to modify it. The problem is if you modify it and you come up with one bill in the House and a different bill in the Senate, then it goes to a House-Senate negotiating team, and they can put all sorts of things in there that a lot of Republicans wouldn't like, and they would certainly tend to more or less reward the people who've been here illegally for all these years. I can't believe I keep reading these articles in the New York Times about all these people who played by the rules and they should be rewarded and they've been here for many years abiding by the rules. How can you abide by the rules when you're here illegally? But that doesn't matter. You say it often enough. People read the New York Times. They honestly believe the lies that are published there. But basically, I think certainly the House could simply refuse to pick let this legislation come before the House, and that would kill it.
Now, do you think they're going to do that, or are Boehner and Cantor and now even Ryan, are they just a bunch of wimps?
I think they're all in this together. I think that certainly Ryan and Boehner will certainly go ahead and get that legislation through. They want to bring in all these people who are here illegally. There are at least 11 million of them, it may be 20 million. But remember, once they come in, they can begin to bring in their relatives, their mother and father and other relatives. And basically, because it's going to change the structure of America forever. But that's what it's intended. Our leaders do not believe in America. They want to merge us with Mexico, United States of North America. And this is what it's really all about. And the average American don't understand the subversive element which controls Washington, D.C. today.
Well, I think I might, instead of calling my congressman and telling him not to do it, I think I may just call him and say, yeah, go ahead and do it. You know, the sooner you rhinos are turned into dinosaur bones, the better.
No, you call your congressman and tell him just not to pass any immigration legislation. The only thing we want is a fence that will certainly keep the people out. And then to get back to the concept of do what's best for America. Our obligation is not to the people who are here illegally. But what we need, of course, is a good farm labor bill where people can come in from Mexico who want to come in. They can come in legally. They can work in the fields legally. And then they can go home. But you see, basically, we have to have Mexican workers. Why? Because Americans certainly are on all sorts of welfare programs. Why should anybody go work in the fields? Have you ever worked in the fields, Bruce? I have.
Yeah, I picked corn and detasseled corn and did a lot of stuff there in the early 80s. I picked cans up along the road. It was 30% unemployment in Michigan there.
It's tough work, and I understand why people wouldn't want to do it. And why should they do it when they get food stamps and when they can get free medical care and when they get a housing allowance and they get all these goodies? So basically, of course, what we ought to do is do away with all these programs because we can't afford them. We're going behind every single month, further and further in the hole. But even more than that, what we need to do, certainly at least temporarily, is have a farm immigrant bill where people who want to work can come in and work and then go back to Mexico. But the last thing we want is to bring in another 50 million people because it'll destroy America forever.
It seems like they want to destroy themselves. The Republican Party just wants to destroy themselves. So go ahead and hurry up and do it so we can start a third party.
No, but we need to do is start the third party. Anyway, God bless. Thanks very much. Right, anything else you want to say before we let you go?
Why don't they just defund Obamacare instead of going through these stupid votes that don't mean anything about things? They vote 210 to, or 220 to 200, something like that, every time. We don't like Obamacare. Or we don't think the people should have the individual mandate, let alone companies have a mandate. Why don't they just defund it if they're serious about it?
You're absolutely right. Okay, God bless, Bruce. Right, thanks very much. Let's go to Rick, who's calling us from Okinawan, Washington, Okanagan Valley. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's Open Line Wednesday. Don't be bashful. Hi, Rick. Do you have a question or comment?
Hello, Dr. Sam. We talked earlier today. You're going to love me. I'm on SSI. I was the one that talked to you about that little scam with Direct Express, how they tell you you have to sign up for it.
Right. Go ahead.
And, I just heard some music there in the background. I thought something was coming on.
Okay, fine. Well, you want to hang on?
Okay.
Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's Open Line Wednesday, and we have one open line right now. We've got the Jim calling on from Michigan. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We have Rick calling us from Okanagan, Washington. He's on Social Security Disability, and basically he's been notified by some sort of a corporation that they want him to have his check, his Social Security Disability check, deposited with them. They will control the money. He can supposedly write checks on it from them, but they reserve the right to be able to change the agreement at any time without his consent. He says he doesn't want to go along with it. So he's putting a plea out to people. You do not have to go into this if you don't want to. If you're getting disability, you can get the check sent to you rather than to some independent organization that will then control your money. Is that basically the message, Rick?
Well, Dr. Stan, they say they will not print checks anymore, that you have to open up an account at a bank. And I would highly recommend that people open it up with a credit union. Why let these banks that's got all these, they're dealing donations to all these congressmen and everything like that under the table, where a lot of these credit unions don't. They're not politically done, and most of them are not for profit.
Okay, sounds
like
a good
idea. I would say
have
it transferred to them.
Okay, fine. Anything else you'd like to say?
Vote all the rascals out.
Okay, God bless. Thanks so very much.
Yeah, God bless, and you're one of the best voices, on radio in years. I've always loved hearing it. It just tickles my heart, and I hope you can do it forever.
Well, I
thank
hope
you.
Not forever, but for a little while.
Well, you know what I mean.
God bless.
As long as it keeps you happy. And thank you for the time, sir.
God bless.
Okay. God bless.
Okay, fine. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open line Wednesday. We'd love to hear from you. We've got Jim calling from Michigan. Hi, Jim. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I do, Dr. Stan. Has anybody ever thought of, we got the Democrats and the Republicans, and they're all crooks, a new two-party movement? Now, of course, you always try to get there's that independent party, and then you got a Tea Party. How about a movement where wipe them all out? Here are two new parties, two new platforms.
I would think the best thing might be to start with one new rather than with two new. I think that basically the whole idea was the two-party. One was wants ever more government control. The other wants ever more freedom. One wants a government that can provide for the people. The other wants to limit the power of the government and have people look after themselves. They're two opposing philosophies, but of course the first one is basically the subversive philosophy, because of course any government that can provide for you from the cradle to grave has to be able to control you from the cradle to grave. And quite frankly, Jim, I do not want another party like that. I want a party that represents the Constitution, and they basically, Howard Phillips, tried to create one based upon the Constitution, limiting the power of the federal government so men could be free. I think I'd rather put my efforts into one political party rather than two of them, but go right ahead.
Well, now, I think the problem with that is that what always happens, nobody votes for that independent. I mean, Ross Perot could have and probably should have won it a long time ago as an independent, but he was a different type of individual.
Basically, you have to understand with Ross Perot, what happened to Ross Perot. Basically, they put a contract out on him, and basically they were going to kill him and his family.
I have no doubt.
And if you remember what happened, he actually dropped out of the election in 88, because the threats against his family. And Rush Limbaugh, I'll never forget, Rush Limbaugh ridiculed him, how ridiculous that was. And it was actually true. I actually interviewed the man who had the contract to kill him. And basically there was a man named Chip Tatum. We have a 4-CD set entitled A Deadly Assassins, where, of course, Chip Tatum tells about how he was paid, or he was assigned the job of killing Ross Perot. He refused to take it. It probably cost him his own life because nobody's heard from Chip in many years. Incidentally, our telephone number, if you're out there in the listening audience, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We've got Jim calling from Michigan. Jim wants to form two new political parties. Go right ahead.
Well, I didn't say it. Well, don't quote me too much there. I just said, have you ever thought of the idea, or have you ever heard of the idea of, instead of an independent, an outsider starting, you got the Tea Party, and then you got the an independent party. The philosophy is that a third party is never going to get in because they'll never have any power. But if you get both parties out and you create two new parties, that kind of like a movement type thing where two parties are moving in and the other two are getting shipped out, then people will jump on board versus this extra third party that won't make a difference in Congress and won't get any laws passed, not that they are anyway.
Well, if you think we can make four parties better than we can make three parties,
not four. Not four. I didn't say four. I said a movement whereby the other two are in essence removed by the two new clean parties.
Okay, fine. Well, I'm not quite sure how you're going to do that. If you want to,
I didn't say I was going to. Okay. I was just asking you: has there ever been a movement?
I don't think
where,
so.
Okay, I mean, do you think it's a good idea?
Basically, I think that Ross Perot sort of deserved our support, and basically he probably would have been a serious contender had they not threatened him and his family. And most people have never heard that they actually was a contract on his life, that there was a man who'd been given the contract, that I interviewed that man, and as I say, Chip Tatum has long since disappeared, and we haven't heard from him in many years. But
how the heck did you get around to interviewing that guy?
Well, basically, I interview all sorts of strange people, and I don't know how I ever actually got in touch with Chip, but basically he was a very legitimate individual. He was a professional assassin. He'd probably already killed a number of people, none of whom he was going to talk about. Basically, I interviewed another gentleman who was trained as a government assassin, Colonel McMahon Marvin. And basically, he was trained. He went to assassin school, and he served in the military for many years. And basically, he told about having been given a contract to kill a naval commander who knew something about the assassination of John Kennedy. They wanted to silence this man. He didn't accept the contract. If he did ever to accept a contract, he never told me about it. He couldn't, because he'd be guilty of murder. But basically, our government hires people and pays them to murder. And this is not imaginary. This is very real.
A new two-party movement would seem, in my mind, a lot more feasible than one party, like, for example, the Independent Party. They never get anywhere because people know they're wasting their vote. I mean, let's just face it. So anyway, that was just I think out of the box every now and then.
Okay, fine. Well,
what you thought of the idea.
If anybody out there has any thoughts on what Jim is suggesting, why give us a call. Our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. It's open line Wednesday. And we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. And we'll be back here in just a moment at Radio Liberty.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's Open Line Wednesday. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And anything you'd like to talk about, we'll be glad to talk about. But there's so many things happening throughout the world we could talk about. Certainly we could talk about how there's an organized effort to kill off the majority of the people in the world. It's such a unbelievable thing that the average individual would say, it couldn't be true. The trouble is, it really is true. The program is already being implemented all throughout the world. And basically, if you haven't read my Population Control Agenda monograph, you can just go up in the internet and type in Population Control Agenda and pull it down. And of course, basically, I got started in this when we were working on the AIDS epidemic, and it was very, very obvious that suddenly we were not trying to stop the AIDS epidemic. I was a physician. I was concerned about preserving human life, And instead of having the public health authorities use standard and effective public health techniques that were needed to identify the people who had this disease and were perhaps even unknowingly spreading it, and you do this certainly by identifying who was infected. That's what you do. You have a disease, a deadly disease. You want to stop its spread, you do routine testing in doctor's offices and dentist's offices and hospitals, emergency rooms. You do routine testing. You identify the people who have the disease. You let them know they have the disease, and you ask them to act responsibly with the knowledge that if they don't act responsibly and they give other people a deadly disease, of course, that they will be brought before the bar of justice. And most people would act responsibly. The only trouble was there was an organized effort to block the implementation of routine testing or premarital testing. I mean, what would be more instrumental? If somebody is going to get married, you would want to know if they had a sexually transmitted disease. That's what they've done with syphilis. All these concepts I've been describing, what was used with syphilis back in the 1930s, and they brought the syphilis epidemic under control at that time, and you would have thought they would have done that with AIDS, but they didn't. There were all these explanations as to why we could not use standard and effective public health measures to address the AIDS epidemic, and it just didn't make sense. And so basically, I, being a physician and a member of the House of Delegates of the California Medical Association, I actually got involved there, certainly, and led the battle with organized medicine to introduce standard and effective public health measures. And year after year, with the backing of the doctors from Santa Cruz, where I live, Santa Cruz County, why we went before the House of Delegates, and we gradually brought the House of Delegates of the California Medical Association around to the point where they did not listen to the leaders of organized medicine, who were doing everything they could to block the implementation of effective public health measures. And there were all sorts of excuses. Oh, well, you might do a blood test and it might be incorrect. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you could do a blood test for syphilis or for any disease. It might be wrong. But if you got a positive, you'd repeat it, and certainly with AIDS or a number of different very accurate tests, and you could be sure within one in a million that you had a proper test, and yet a positive was really positive. And yet any effort to do widespread testing to actually identify who had the disease and stop its spread was effectively blocked, and it didn't make any sense. And of course, at that time, I was working very closely with Dr. Lorraine Day, who was an orthopedic surgeon, as was I, and we had a certain amount in common. And basically, she kept saying, Stan, this is population control. And I didn't want to believe that there could be anything as evil as an organized effort to kill off millions of people throughout the world. Who would want to kill millions of people? And it wasn't really until I went to Elberton, Georgia, I saw the monument there erected by a secret society in Elberton. We called it the Georgia Guidestones, or the American Stonehenge, and there, written in 8 different languages, is this manifesto from this secret society. And point one was maintain humanity at less than 500 million in constant balance with nature. Maintain humanity at less than 500 million in constant balance with nature. And what they were doing was talking about, Sydney, a killing off over 90% of the world's population. And then, of course, you get into the background of the secret society that put up the monument, and you begin to understand there really are people that actually want to kill off the majority of the people in the world. This is not imaginary. There really is organized evil in the world today. And that, of course, brought me into the population control, the issue. And if you haven't read my treatise, and you can get it on the internet, simply type in population control agenda. Population control agenda, or go to my website, radioliberty.com, and suddenly you can actually find the population control agenda there. Read it, copy it, circulate it. And if you buy anything from us, we'll be glad to send you a free copy of it. But right now, we've got Dee calling from Post Falls, Idaho. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open line Wednesday, and we'd love to hear what you'd like to talk about. Hi, Dee. How are we doing?
Pretty good. There's not much of the hour left, so I'll get right to it. We should not be afraid to take fish oil capsules. We've been, that is. I know there's been this recent study, and I think it's nothing but scare tactics to try to keep us from self-medicating ourselves, the Obamacare-type people. And I think the paradox can be easily explained that omega fish oils are very easily damaged. It's very important to have high-quality, unoxidized, non-rancid fish oil.
I agree with you. Basically, you have to understand that they put out these phony scientific reports all of the time. They don't want you to do what you need to maintain your health. Actually, we have an excellent krill oil product that we sell through my ministry. We think it's great. I take it myself. A krill oil is another type of omega-3 oil, but it's I believe it's probably the best one you can get. I wouldn't argue with you if you want to take another one, but if you'd like to get a good fish oil, give us a call at 1-800-544-9927. But D, there's an organized effort to put out frankly dishonest information. They do not want you to know how to take care of your health and how to preserve your family. And certainly there is basically they buy doctors, they give them large sums of money to put out phony reports. And this is simply another example. So much of what is being put out today and so much of what doctors unfortunately have accepted just isn't true.
Yes, indeed. There's very few things that are as good, actually anti-cancer and anti-inflammatory, as God's good fish oil and krill oil. I would certainly second that. Also, there's a guest that you might consider, a Brian Scott Peskin, a Dr. Brian Scott Peskin, and he has a lot of the underlying theory, and he talks about it's important to have a good omega-6 to omega-3 ratio. And the only adjustments that I've made, this is before the scare studies came out, but in the last year, I have adjusted my omega-6 and increased the ratio of my omega-6 to omega-3. In both cases, those are unrefined cold-pressed oils.
All right, well, you want to be very careful of things like canola oil and certainly cottonseed oil and all these genetically modified oils. And certainly, you want to have predominantly omega-3 oils, so you can't avoid the omega-6 oils. But I agree with you. And basically, of course, I've even changed the mayonnaise we actually eat rather than the traditional mayonnaise. I'm getting one put out by Best Food that's made with olive oil and certainly the coconut oils. All of these things are so vitally important. And maybe we ought to do some programs one of these days simply on nutrition because this is so vitally important that people understand how to maintain their health. Anything else you want to say, Dee?
Yeah, well, we're truly breathless.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca. And that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625. Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day,
and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called prostate support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes prostate support and recommends it. And thousands of men take prostate support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try prostate support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and this is the time when we have to remind all of you out there in the listening audience of my ministry. Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. I don't take a salary, nor does my wife, and we work basically 7 days a week just about to try to bring you the programs, the information you're not going to be able to get from other sources. We were talking before we went to the break about health. We carry a wonderful book by our good friend, Dr. Russell Blaylock. It's called Health and Nutrition Strategies That Can Save Your Life. Health and nutrition strategies that can save your life. And I'll tell you, my wife keeps that book there in her office, and she refers to it frequently. It's a book that you need to have, you need to read, and you need to get the information. We carry another book by Sidney Russell called Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients. We have a 4-CD set. It's called Life-Saving Strategies, and we have a DVD, a talk that Russell gave for us. It's entitled Vaccines and Brain Development. Vaccines and Brain Development. And basically, it's health and nutrition secrets that can save your life, I believe it is. Anyway, give us a call if you'd like to get these books. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. They're available, and you really need to have them. And basically, of course, we certainly, once again, we would suggest the 4-CD set on life-saving secrets and the DVD, Vaccines and Brain Development. We also, of course, have an excellent newsletter. And if you don't take our newsletter, you should. But hopefully many of you out there will want to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. That's the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And basically, when you join, you get the four best tapes of the month, the four best CDs of the month, your preference. You get the monthly newsletter. But more than that, you help us as we reach out across America, trying to educate the American people about what's really going on. Because we truly are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And I don't know whether we're going to be successful in our effort or not, but I know that we are touching the lives of people, and many of the people who hear our program or who actually who listen to our program and then talk to others have actually changed the lives of people they've come into contact with. I had a conversation just this last week with one of our listeners who told about a bank officer that she had been in contact with, and basically just the cost process of conversation, why, of course, she mentioned what's going on. And over a period of a year or two, he'd gradually come to understand the true nature of what is taking place financially and certainly medically and politically throughout the world. And he had asked for leadership to become an evangelical Christian. He had accepted the Lord, and his life had transformed. And basically, this is what we're going to have to do one by one. You have to understand that they control our educational system, and they're using our educational system to destroy the faith of our children. And it'll take them many years for them to come around to an understanding of what's really going on. And many of them never will. And unfortunately, why, they will be doomed to an eternity in hell. Well, because, of course, of our educational system, where they've taken God and prayer and the Ten Commandments and any acknowledgement of a supreme being out of our schools. And that's why if you have your children or your grandchildren in government schools, you've got to get them out. You've got to get them a Christ-centered education. And basically, of course, you bring up the children in the way of the Lord, and they'll follow that. If you don't, Why, don't be surprised if your children, your grandchildren are going to end up certainly unsuccessful marriages or illegitimate children. Remember, 40% of the children in the United States are born out of wedlock today. 70% of black children are born out of wedlock. When I went to high school, there might be one or two girls in a class of 1,000 who was pregnant. And now why it's very, very common. Please pray for America. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices,
this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming in from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next views, they're going to be the views of Barry Shamish and Barry Sisti, an investigative reporter who suddenly moved to Israel 30 years ago, was over there on the front lines of overcoming the corruption there, and he did such a good job. There were threats against his life, and he was forced to flee and come to the United States. But of course, Israel's loss is our gain, because now we can have Barry with us to bring us abreast of what's really going on, certainly in the Holy Land, and certainly because what's taking place there is sooner or later going to have a profound impact, I believe, on what's taking place here in the United States. And certainly, Israel certainly is in a potential conflict with the countries surrounding it. Right now, of course, there's no shooting war between Israel and Iran or Israel and Syria. But
you want to bet?
Well, go right ahead, Barry. You pick up the story.
Oh, that sounds great, but that's not true anymore.
All right, you go right ahead.
Look, we'll I guess do it in the order that it happened. There was a very busy war, week of war. Look, I'll start with the. There were two attacks on Syria by Israel this week. Now, Friday, that's 5 days ago. 5 days ago, Israel hit, well, Latakia is a port, but it's also a province in Syria, and they smashed. Now, I don't know what Russian Yakhont missiles are. I would guess they're anti-aircraft. I've never heard of a Yakhont. All right. New name to me. Nonetheless, Israel, blew up. Well, what the rebels were saying is, that there were, explosions way beyond their capacity to do, that only an army like Israel could blow up, this again. The name of the place is Latakia. The name of the missiles were Russian Yakhont. All right? I'm not an expert on this one. I've never heard of this. But nonetheless, the rebels reported this and went up worldwide.
In other words, basically, the rebels are reporting that the Israelis had attacked the port there and blown up suddenly a number of Russian missiles that were being turned over to Assad's government. Is that correct?
No, they were worried about them being taken by the Free Syrian Army. Look, this is complicated. It really is. There were two attacks, and they were serious attacks, all right? Israel's in this war. Israel's in a shooting war. And it's, look, I'll just read what the rebels said. But this went out on Reuters and didn't really go out much on the Israeli media, but it did. It went out, there's an Israeli paper, Israel Times. It went out on that. Look, in short, oh, that was quick.
Go right ahead. We've got about a minute.
Look, the attack was, according to the rebels, again, I'll give you the guy's name, the Free Syrian Army Supreme Military Council, and it was headed by someone named Saad Dedim. And, you know, I've got the names and of who said what. I'm not sure it works on radio, but it's pretty darn good confirmed reports from Syria.
Okay, now these are the rebels that are reporting this. Is that correct?
Oh, sure.
Okay, hang on there. We'll be back in just a moment with Barry right here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan Barry, somebody telling us that there was an attack last week, apparently a Friday.
Two attacks.
Well, there was one on Friday, and basically they were knocking out some Syrian, some Russian missiles that nobody quite knows what they were, but there was an attack yesterday where the...
Monday.
Monday, okay, where they'd attacked, where they'd knocked out the S-300. These are certainly Soviet missiles, and they basically could be used against Israeli airplanes. They are surface-to-air missiles, and they were knocked out. We don't know why they were knocked out. According to the rebels, they were knocked out because certainly the Israelis feared that the rebels might get hold of them. We don't know, but we do know there have been two attacks recently by Israel, certainly on the facilities there, run by Assad in Syria. So basically, we're certainly seeing an increase of violence, an increase of Israeli attacks in Syria. You pick up the story there.
Well, the last 5 days has seen two major attacks. Look, I'm going to tell you what, again, Moshe Yaalon, deputy defense minister, same deputy defense minister I quoted recently, telling Israelis that if a missile war starts, run to Samaria. Same guy. In a way, I kind of trust him in a way. It's very hard to know who to trust, but here is what he said. Look, what he said is Israel does not interfere in the affairs of neighboring countries, but it does act when its red lines are crossed. Pretty darn cryptic, but it sounds to me that he's saying Israel struck Syria. More of the quote. We've established red lines regarding our interests, and we maintain them. Whenever there is an explosion or attack over there, we get blamed anyway. Now, what does that mean? We got nothing to lose. I mean, what does it mean? But it, not so long ago, in May, he says if Russia delivers the advanced missiles to Syria, Israel will know what to do. All right. Now, everyone kind of knows that Israel launched two very serious strikes in the last 5 days and are very much involved now in the shooting war. You were asking about that. I thought I'd answer that.
All right, fine. Well, of course, basically, of course, Netanyahu has made some statements recently about Iran and Iran approaching that red
line.
Don't
take it seriously. Don't take anything Netanyahu says seriously.
All right, fine. You go ahead.
Honest to goodness. Last person in the world you take seriously. The only thing that that statement could mean is that we're never going to hit Iran and let's throw it a red herring. No, you have to shift this stuff. And you have to know what they're capable of. And you also have to know what your enemy is capable of. Oh, excuse me. Look, now, James, you know the intelligence review, James, right?
James, and for our listeners out there, this is a publication. It's like a big magazine that comes out on a regular basis, telling people throughout the world about the military balance and about new military weapons and who has them and how many each country has their military forces. James, military analysis. Go ahead.
All right. Well, what came out this week is just more terrific news for Israel. Now, I don't view this as the worst threat, but James revealed that Saudi Arabia has pointed surface-to-surface. There's a big base in the middle of the Saudi desert spotted by satellites, and, well, it's a missile base. Now, again, frankly, I don't know what a DF-3 missile is, but it has a range of 2,500 miles and can carry a 2-ton payload. They're aimed at Tel Aviv. They analyzed the photographs. There are two launch pads. Well, one is pointed northwest towards Tel Aviv. Remember, these are not guided missiles. They're not remotely guided. You have to aim them. And if you want to know what the azimuth to is, well, it's 301 degrees. And what James says, well, it's only going to Israel. I mean, that's the azimuth.
Now, who has these missiles, Barry? Whose missiles?
Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia. Okay, Saudi Arabia, then, you're suggesting, has missiles aimed at Israel?
James is suggesting. I'm just quoting and citing.
Go right ahead.
Yeah, my sources, again, I shift. This report is very worrisome. What it means, essentially, the missiles are also aimed at Iran. And Saudi Arabia's got problems with Iran and Israel. Lots of problems with Iran, actually, for that, you know, control of the Arab world. And as for Israel, they just plain and ordinary hate it. But they have got very powerful missiles capable of carrying 2 tons. That's a big load. Aimed, well, they say Tel Aviv, but all right, let me give you a quote again. This is Robert Monks. He's the deputy editor of the James Intelligence Review. Our assessment suggests that this base is either partly or fully operational, with the launch pads pointing in the direction of Israel. We cannot be certain that the missiles are pointed specifically at Tel Aviv, but if they were to be launched, you would expect them to be targeting major cities.
But these are not guided missiles. These are simply aimed, and then they, once they're on the air, why, heaven only knows what's going to happen. Okay?
Well, they're Chinese. And, okay. You know, they're not the latest in missile technology, but they're like a Mack truck. I mean, you don't want them aimed at you. Well, they're aimed at Israel. And this previously was not known. Look, what this means is just one more. They're all aimed at Israel. All of them. All of them are now aimed at Israel. Look, Saudi Arabia really doesn't need to get in a war with Israel. What for? But they're preparing. They're preparing to join in, and they've got missiles with a 2,500-mile radius. That'll hit Tel Aviv. That'll hit Haifa. The fact of the matter is, one more country has aimed missiles at Israel. That's all.
Well, because our fear is that all of Israel's neighbors are going to basically attack Israel at one time. And basically, of course, theoretically, there's no way Israel's can survive. But those of us who are evangelical Christians believe that God is going to intervene, and in one way or another, Israel would survive the terrible war that's coming. But you foresee a war in the not-too-distant future by Israel's neighbors against Israel?
Look, the only thing that's stopping it is they're divided. Now, that can go either way. Once again, a divided Syria, which means the end of Hezbollah, in other words, the Shiite front is about to dissolve. What have they got to lose? Group, that's headed, the crisis group of George Soros, CFR. And you look on the board, there's Mohammed El-Buridi. And when Mubarak fell, there he was. He was sent there to take over. That's why Morsi is not there. A lot of pressure has been, a lot of money has gone into making sure that Morsi got out, and El-Buridi is now deputy president. Just give it time. He'll be president. There'll be an accident or something to the president, and he'll take over. The whole thing was rigged, and it all could be traced to the CFR. But look at what America... Now, look at this. Forget CFR, which I don't, but just watch the adventures of Mohammed El-Buridi, the deputy president of Egypt from now on. My prediction, you heard it first from me, something will happen to the president, and he will take over. There, you got it from me. When it happens, I'll tell you I said it on the show. look what America, this is the past 18 months, what the United States have sent to Egypt. I don't know what a Mark Holmes ship is, but they've sent 72 of them loaded with 3,300 M1 Abrams tanks. That's as many tanks as in the Israeli tank corps. It wasn't much more than that. They sent 9,000 armored personnel carriers, APCs, 1,900 M109 self-propelled 155-millimeter artillery guns. They sent the artillery 1,900 heavy guns.
Now, basically, Barry, is this the military equipment the United States is sending to Egypt?
Yes.
Okay, fine. So I want our listeners to understand what he's saying. We're sending massive amounts of military equipment to Egypt. Why would we do that? Because basically, of course, certainly Egypt one of these days is going to go to war with Israel. Why are we suddenly arming Israel's enemies? And it's the same old game we've seen over and over again. We saw it in World War II. You build up the Nazis so you can have a war. You build up the Egyptians so you can have a war over there. A war between Israel and Egypt. And basically, why would we want to arm?
The point right now, you've got the actual fact that in the past 18 months, after the Arab Spring, when they knew what was going on, it wasn't a secret, they sent 125 F-16s. That was the best fighter jet in my day. I get maybe something has surpassed it, but it's darn good. And, of course, lots of ordnance, all from the United States in the last 18 months. Believe me, Israel hasn't seen that kind of a shipment of arms and ammunition from the United States in the last 18 months.
I agree with you. I share your concern, Barry, and I think everybody in the listening audience should ask yourself, why is our government, it's really not our government, it's this secret government, invisible government we talk about, but why are they arming Israelis' enemies in preparation for a war with Israel? Doesn't make sense, but that's what we're doing. We're building up the Egyptian government, which is going to be under the control of the Muslim Brotherhood or branch of it. Go ahead.
Oh, I don't think so. I think it will be under the control of the CFR.
All right, fine. We'll call it what you will, but remember the CFR has been funding the Muslim Brotherhood since the end of the Second World War. But go ahead.
Well, let's just say that a Soros stooge named El-Baridi is now deputy president. And I'm going to repeat myself. Maybe it didn't sink in. He'll be president. Just keep watching.
All right, give his name once again for our listeners so they can remember. What's his name?
Mohammed El-Baridi.
One more time.
Mohammed El-Baridi.
Okay, if I remember that, ladies and gentlemen, and I think probably Barry's right. He usually is. Go right ahead.
Well, I think it's pretty darn, I'd say it's very, very impressive that he's become the deputy president. Who is this smoke? All right? Really? Where did he get this power from?
Well basically, he is a member of this crisis group that Soros is part of. This is an internationalist group, another one of these power fronts working behind the scenes, and he's part of that, isn't he?
He's on the board of it.
He's on the board of it. Now, what's he doing there with George Soros, and what part is George Soros in playing in this whole thing, as well as these other subversive elements working at the highest levels of our government? Go right ahead.
Yeah, you just never run out of questions here. I mean, that would require some analysis, but all I can say about Egypt is that country was just a puppet in the hands of the puppet masters. It was sent to utter chaos. And look, I've been in Egypt. I was there after, in the days when we were at peace. It was a poorer country, but it was stable. It's not stable anymore. That's for darn sure. And people greeted me. I said I was from Israel. They greeted me the most. Oh, I got some suspicious looks. One guy told me, believe it or not, on a train, I hear Hebrew from him. It says, face to the wall, hands up. I said, pardon me? He said, well, I learned that when I was in the Army. And again, he smiled. There wasn't a tension. Well, there is now. That, what a change in that country. My goodness gracious. All right. Let's go back to Israel. You seem very concerned about, Israel's, well, I'll just quote my source. Here it is. Events continue to unfold here. The Israeli majority don't know that except for a general call-up, the military is on maximum alert. And by the way, he's right about that from other people. I've heard the same thing. But the government is in quiet ways preparing. Not much can be done with 100,000 incoming rockets per hour. What is being done is to let people in certain areas know where water distribution points will be set up. Old age homes, convalescent homes, staff have been visited by the Army to inform them how to prepare. And then he goes on to say, we're having 500 liters of water delivered today with auxiliary cooking facilities and on and on and on. In short, you may not know it because if you look, a general call up, economically, I mean, forget that it would be viewed as some sort of pretext for worse violence. But economically, the country can't take a general call if it stops the economy on hold. That's it. There's no one at work anymore. So it's a call up of the, if you're in the regular army, you're not going home. Okay, that's basically what it is. And Israel is on maximum call-up right now. General is next. I hope it doesn't get to there. I really hope it doesn't get to there.
All right, fine. And basically, they have had then a call-up, and basically they've got a number of the troops there on the north border and the eastern border. And basically, the next step is, if there's really going to be a conflict, there will be a general call-up. But they've really mobilized thousands of troops, haven't they, in the last couple of weeks?
Well, they're not giving them the freedom to visit their families. You know, in the Israeli army, Shabbat, really is kind of important to get a break. They're not getting that break. And, well, as my source told me, it's not a maximum call-up, but it's darn serious.
Well, we've checked it out, and Barry's absolutely right. We have this from several other sources. So this is something, but you're not hearing about that here in America. That's the amazing thing. The average American has no idea what's really going on over there. Go right ahead, Barry.
Well, I'm going to go back into Israel again. And again, well, the country really has to prepare for what's coming up. And look, the worst case scenario is god awful. All right. Again, I'm going to repeat, the divided Arab people have so far not conspired against Israel. But wow, that opportunity is so real now. You even have Saudi Arabia aiming missiles at Israel. It's a very, very, the worst case possibility exists. Just understand it exists. How long Israel can prevent that from breaking out, I don't know, but it exists. So just take it from that point of view. Israel's never been in this kind of danger. And look, the Yom Kippur War, where Moshe Dayan called back Israeli troops, cut a deal with Kissinger to let the Arabs have no Israeli call-up, let them get back to Sinai and the Golan, and they promised not to come into Israel. That was the Yom Kippur War, the real one. Israel lost 3,000 men, 2,500 the first 2 days. These days are worse than that. And that was as bad as I can remember. Oh. All right, I'm going back. If this wasn't enough, I don't even know what's important anymore. But two Israelis who have been spying. The Shin Bet is the internal security. I've spoken about it over and over again. Oh, the Shabak, that's it. In short, Shin Bet, Shabak, same thing. Two Israelis have opened their mouths to major media. Channel 10 had a Jew from Esh Kodesh. He gathered his friends together and admitted he'd been working for the Shabak for some time. And he passed information about anti-Arab activity to the agency. But the big one was including information that he helped he was complicit in several of the attacks he reported. That's famous in Israel. The Rabin murder has someone named Avishai Rabin. I'm not going to go through this. I could do it. But the patsy for the Rabin murder was, in short, he was pushed and prodded and manipulated by someone named Avishai Rabin working for the Shabak. This is from Arut Sheva. First we have Channel 10. Now we've got Arut Sheva saying that a well-known Jewish nationalist, I think I know who it is, by the way, but leave that be for, they didn't reveal it, but I know who it is. He finally admitted that he was employed by the Shin Bet, and guess how he got caught? He had to admit this. The Shin Bet has female employees tempting married Jewish nationalist men into betraying their wives, then uses evidence of the betrayal to blackmail them men into working for the Shin Bet. That's how they do it. Now, I'm going to tell you a story where I was involved, and I'm not Orthodox. For them to cheat on their wives is like a big deal. In my circle, I maybe could have ignored it, but not them. Not them. Big scandal in their world. And that's how you get them to work for you.
Well, I'm glad that you did not give in to the temptation. Because it's
oh, no, I didn't, but I was certainly tempted. Yeah, here's my story. When I was married, I meant it. I didn't... do we have time?
I'm afraid we'll do it during the break. We're going to be back here in just a moment. Our guest this evening is Barry Shemes. Barry, how can people get to your website again?
Sure. BarryShemes.com.
BarryShemes.com. Okay, we'll be back here in just a moment, but get Barry's books, get Barry's material. It will help you to really understand what's really going on over there today.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca. And that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
He's been very shamish. He's simply telling us about the temptations he's had as they've sent attractive women to try to entice him into doing things about, certainly telling us about, certainly an episode where one of his tires simply blew out and probably sabotaged. Basically, when you do what Barry does, why? Because you certainly you're well known by the powers that be, and they don't want people raising questions. They can control them, or they can destroy them. And if you don't think for 1 minute that they do kill people, both in Israel and the United States, who are bringing out the truth, you're incredibly naive. The stakes are very, very high. A one-world government, a one-world financial system, the destruction of traditional Sunni Judaism and Christianity, and, of course, basically the centralization of power in the hands of a very small group of people. Barry, we're out of time. We'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
I will as well.
God bless, and I hope it's not as exciting this next week as it has been this last week.
Yeah, me too.
Bye-bye.
See you then.
Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Basically, I think we're on the edge of a great, certainly a crisis occurring over there in the Mideast, the Near East. I don't know what's going to happen. Is there going to be a war between Israel and Syria? Is there going to be a war between Israel and Iran? Certainly, are these weapons, these certainly missiles in Saudi Arabia that are pointed at Israel, are they going to be certainly set off? What about Egypt? Certainly is Egypt, now that we've fully armed them with well over 100 F-16s and all sorts of tanks and a personnel carrier and munitions. We've given them massive amounts of military weapons. Why would we be certainly arming Israel's enemies unless we're preparing for another war over there, as so often occurs? We arm both sides. We're just going to have to wait and see. This is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Get our four best tapes of the month, our monthly newsletter. Why, Sydney, you can get the various tapes and DVDs and four CD sets that we offer. And yes, you have our permission to copy anything that we've actually produced. But you can go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, and look at all the material that we put together to help educate you. Or you can go to our website at RadioLiberty.com, or you can certainly call us and request a catalog. We'll be glad to send you a catalog that has listed all the things that we offer. And then, of course, you could help us if you'd like to get some of the products we carry. We carry Miracle 2 soap products. We carry some of the Berkey water filters. We carry all sorts of health products, and basically these are things that Barbara and I take. Certainly most people are deficient in magnesium. They need magnesium for their mind and for their heart and for their muscles. And basically then, of course, so many people are certainly deficient in vitamin D3, and these are things that I take because most people are not getting adequate sunshine, and vitamin D3 is necessary to boost your immune system, whether it be to fight off cancer or whether it be to fight off infections. But you need to have vitamin D for your mind, for your bones. Vitamin D is certainly one of the most important of all the minerals. And if you really need to know more about it, you need to get Russell Blaylock's wonderful book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. But if Sydney, if you'd like a list of the health products that we carry, you can either go to our website at radioliberty.com, that's radioliberty.com, or simply call us at 1-800-544-8927. And we have all sorts of things, the krill oil, certainly the magnesium, the allobiotic, which is certainly an herbal product of oil of oregano and allicin and garlic, and helps you certainly when you start to come down with a cold. I know I take this, and I don't come down with colds ordinarily. I've been doing this for almost over 20 years, never lost a day because of a cold. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. Call and ask for a list of the health products. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty. Our number, 1-800-544-8927.
On some issues that you're seeing on television, and perhaps brought into perspective. But oh my gosh,